what's going on here at home and in Washington, and to get us some details on the things, this is our Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Hey, are you ready for a good 4th of July weekend?
I am. Everybody's ready for a 4th of July weekend. Yeah. The weather's maybe not quite as hot in Northeast Ohio as it's been. I'm praying for rain. My garden needs watering way too often, and the plants just are a little bit dry looking. So be nice for not a rain on the 4th, but maybe a nice rain overnight. Right. One of the days this weekend, although I don't think it's forecast, so we'll keep hoping.
That's right. Just put more time to fly our American flag over this weekend.
Yeah, exactly right.
Beautiful to see all that. Let's talk about some of the things you've been involved with. What's been going on? You've been traveling the state looking at infrastructure on certain things, too.
Yeah, I was in Steubenville looking at some water systems and what they're doing. They take water out of the Ohio River. The Ohio River's cleaner than it was 20 years ago because of the Environmental Protection Agency and the work that communities and the government's doing together. I was in the other end of the state in Defiance yesterday talking to some kids, and Lorain County's done these too, in manufacturing camps. We started this program 10 years ago. We don't run them. Local communities do them, where they get 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders that visiting manufacturing plants for a few days during a summer camp week, a manufacturing camp week, and a lot of kids are getting interested in doing things with their hands and their brains, and we're a major manufacturing state, and we're hoping this stimulates that kind of interest in young people. And then the other thing that was most important was announcing the passage, and we'll get to the president in the next couple of weeks, the PACT Act, named after Heath Robinson in Ohio, and who died from exposure to these burn pits in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we have an absolute obligation to pay the health care of these veterans that get bronchial illnesses or cancers because of their exposure to these toxic open air burn pits that the military knew better and should never have allowed to happen.
I see you're going to be visiting some musicians today. Is that still on your agenda?
Yeah, I'm going to see some musicians, including Musicians Union. And in the last several years, a number of union workers, musicians are one of the smaller locals, but a lot of building trades, carpenters and iron workers, Local 17 in Cleveland, and bakery workers, their pensions, through nothing they did, their pensions were going to be dramatically cut. And we went to work a year ago. And we restored those pensions, and it's going to make a huge difference in the lives of people who work hard all their lives. They pay into this pension. They expect this pension when they retire at 62 or 65. They still get Social Security, but that's never enough. And this is a celebration of getting that passed. It passed the Senate 51-50 and was signed by President Biden. It will make a huge difference in their lives.
We know you're a big baseball fan. Are you surprised by the Guardians?
Well, it's been fun to watch, and I have to confess, and knowing you guys all these years, I went to my second Guardians game of the year last night, and I have to admit, after the Twins got 3 runs in the top of the 10th, I left. And so when I was pulling into my driveway, Tom Hamilton was calling Naylor's 2-run home run. So it was wonderful to hear, but I had a certain – I can't believe I left this game. But, you know, it was 10:30 at night. They were 3 runs down, bottom of the 10th, 2 outs. I got to get up early. So I can't believe I left the game and missed the 4-run rally. But glad they had it.
Yep. Well, we were glad to have it on the air last night as well. It's been exciting. We just got finished talking to Jim Rosenhaus, and they're ready to play another game this afternoon before the Yankees come to town.
And they got Bieber pitching today, so they win this game, they're only a game out of first. And the Yankees can't be as good as they look this year. It just breaks my heart how good the Yankees are the Yankees are playing.
Yeah,
but, oh well, what else is new in our lifetime?
That's right. I mean, come on. That's what we've always known. We've sometimes supplied the Yankees with all their great players over the years. You know how that works eventually.
Too many times.
Absolutely. Well, Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a good holiday weekend, and we'll chat again soon.
We'll do it again. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah. Senator, everybody.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning.